1 Samuel chapter 23. They told David, "Look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and are robbing grain from the threshing floors." Therefore David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack these Philistines?" The Lord replied to David, "Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah." David's men objected, "We are afraid here in Judah. How much more if we go to Keilah to fight against the armies of the Philistines?" Then David inquired of the Lord again, and the Lord answered him, "Get up, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand." So David and his men went to Keilah and fought against the Philistines, and took their cattle and slew them in a great defeat. So David rescued the inhabitants of Keilah. Now when Abiathar the son of Ahimelech fled to David at Keilah, he came down with the ephod in his hand. Saul was told that David had come to Keilah. Saul concluded, "God has delivered him into my hand, for he has trapped himself by entering into a town that has gates and bars." Saul summoned all the people to war to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. David knew that Saul was plotting against him, so he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring the ephod here." Then David asked, "O Lord, the God of Israel, your servant has heard that Saul is planning to come down to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the people of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Lord, the God of Israel, I beg you, tell your servant." The Lord replied, "He will come down." Then David said, "Will the people of Keilah surrender me and my men to the hand of Saul?" The Lord replied, "They will deliver you up." Then David and his men, about 600 of them, got up and left Keilah and wandered from place to place. It was told Saul that David had escaped from Keilah, so he gave up the expedition there. David stayed in the strongholds in the desert and the hill country in the desert of Ziph. Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand. David learned that Saul had come out to seek his life while David was in the desert of Ziph at Horesh. Jonathan, Saul's son, got up and went to David at Horesh and encouraged him in God. He told him, "Do not be afraid, for the hand of Saul my father will not find you, and you will be king over Israel, and I will be your second in command. Saul my father knows this too." The two of them made a covenant before the Lord. David stayed at Horesh, and Jonathan went home. Then some Ziphites went to Saul at Gibeah, saying, "Isn't David hiding with us in the strongholds at Horesh, in the hill of Hakilah, south of Jeshimon? Now, O king, come down whenever you want to, and our part will be to catch him and deliver him into the king's hand." Saul replied, "May the Lord bless you, for you have had compassion on me. Go, make sure once again that you know exactly where his hideout is, and who has seen him there, for I am told he is very cunning. Look and take note of all his hiding places, and come back to me again once you are sure. Then I will go with you, and if he is in the land, I will track him down among all the thousands of Judah." So they got up and went to Ziph before Saul. But David and his men were in the desert of Maon, in the Arava south of Jeshimon. Saul and his men went to find him. When David was told, he went down to the rock and stayed in the desert of Maon. When Saul heard that, he pursued David in the desert of Maon. Saul went on one side of the mountain, and David and his men were on the other side. David was hurrying to get away from Saul, while Saul and his men were closing in on David and his men. But a messenger came to Saul, saying, "Come quickly, for the Philistines have raided the land." So Saul stopped pursuing David and went to fight the Philistines. That is why they called that place Sela Hamalakot, or Rock of Escape. David left there and stayed in the strongholds of En-Gedi.